In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." When you're looking for something better.
I don't know if there is a benchmark where we can look back and measure the climate of chaos and confusion that we presently reside in our country.
This is not something where the indictment is being laid, but it seems as though, again, that it's not just communication, but it's just identification of where you can find the answer. Amen. The flux and the fluidity where certain places can be found, even positions where the one who's going to get the job done is clear, then there becomes a shift for whatever reason, so that people are not sure who to go to. Again, this is not to disparage anyone. It's just that if you look around in our country, and even in the world, brothers and sisters, there is an ongoing thrust of the way in which confusion and chaos, and to tell you the truth, all confusion is not happenstance. Some is deliberate.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so consequently, even as we consider the present situation that we are being held to a litmus test by the rest of the world to trying to ascertain what value basis that we have for the things in which operate or happen or occur in this, what we call the United States of America. And so consequently, again, there's, two sides. And of course, I just knew that all I need to know was that in terms of humanly speaking, action news.
Amen.
I figured that's it. Action news, you know. But then came a pushback, and now it's action news and fake news. Now, what that's caused is confusion news. That's my new station.
Amen.
I'm being facetious, but nonetheless, no, I'm real serious. Because we have, and again, we know this is not a platform. This is not a soapbox for politicizing, because that's not what we're here for, and that's not what the scriptures are here for. That's not what the word of God is here for. This is not what the church is here for. What we're saying is, however, that we have, as a church, as the body of Christ, as the people of God, we have responsibility to pray for the kings and those who are in authority. Amen. Not only that there will be a conscience and accountability, but also we might live our lives in peace, even in this society. Ain't that right? 1 Timothy chapter 2. You can read it when you get time. But then nonetheless, it just speaks towards, again, the fact of the relativity of man. You know, here today, going tomorrow. I'm not talking about their mortality. I don't mean that. I don't mean physical death and cessation of life. I don't mean that. I mean when it comes to the fact that you can begin to trust in one thing and then you don't know what to do about it later on. Ain't that right? You usually, in the United States, we have a voice, so to speak, and that voice is demonstrated in terms of certain rights that are held. And yet, when we find ourselves in situations where we not only are not exercising them, but we also are overriding them, then you have what is called anarchy. Amen. And some, that's right. You have to be careful as a Christian, because you can't find yourself going across or going over Romans chapter 13. You need to make sure that you were in the bounds of biblical civil disobedience. But you know, that's not just now. I find here in John chapter 7, very curious event. Not altogether synonymous, but is indicative again of men and the way men's their just fickleness when it comes to things that are important. John chapter 7, if you're already there, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I'll start reading verse 14 and then we go down. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? It means schooling, you know. How do he know these things? Because we haven't seen him in school before. Amen. Of course, they wasn't around when he was talking to the scholars when he was 12. But again, he wasn't important to them then. But now here it is. He's gained reputation. He's gained a foothold in the religious community. And now they're wondering again, and even marveling, as the Bible's going to say, how he can hold himself and carry himself and interact with those, again, who are supposed to be the know-it-alls. So the Jews marvel, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether he speaks of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keepeth the law. Why you go about to kill me? The people answered and said, thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? And that's what people do when they ain't got nothing to say. You done caught them, you know, they stuck. They ain't got nothing to answer back, so they just come back with something like that. You're just a devil. All right. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, talk about Abraham. And you go on the Sabbath day, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me because I made a man whole, withhold, or totally whole on the Sabbath day? See, what the Lord Jesus specializes in is showing you your hypocrisy and your contradiction. You want to kill me because on the Sabbath day I healed a man. And that's not even it. Not only did I heal the man, but the man got up and started walking. But the problem the man had, he had the nerve to pick up his bed and walk. Yes, sir. I don't know if he would have left his bed down and started walking around. You might not have been a man, but you have taken the law and taken the spirit of the law away to the point that I made a man whole. You should have been jumping up and down. The man had been down there lame for all them years. You should have been thanking God. You should have walked up and asked him to, matter of fact, you should have said, come over to my house. But instead of that, not only did you not commend what happened, did not only thank God for what happened, but you tried to put me to death. And then to top that off, you are so blind that you forgot about the fact that the law said that you circumcise a man. Y'all circumcised on the Sabbath day. So you working too. So, and it ain't in the Bible, but Jesus might have said, he didn't say it. I'll just say it. Whose fool are you? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, wait a minute now. Is not this he whom they seek to kill? See, what happened is confusion is setting in. You understand? Because, now wait a minute, he healed the man was made whole, and they're trying to kill him. So they're making him out as a lawbreaker and a sinner. But lo, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing unto him. I mean, he's talking frankly. He's not backing up. He just putting it right out there, and they ain't got nothing to say. So wait a minute, I can't get this. Now, if the man was wrong, they would have some kind of comeback. But there must be something he's saying, because they can't nothing to say to the man. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Because they're not speaking against what he's saying, these other folks, does it mean that the rulers, the religious rulers, does it mean that they are attributing that this might be the Messiah? Amen. How be it? We know this man. Right. Y'all didn't catch it. Look, you see the back and forth? First they willing to say, you know what, that might be the man. But wait a minute, we know this man. Watch this here. Wait, this man, we know Joseph. Now Joseph probably passed away at this time. We know this man, he was a carpenter's son. He married, watch this here. We know this man. We know this man that's Mary's child who grew up, who Joseph was Mary's husband, but not this man's father. So we know this man. Not only that, but he was born in Bethlehem. He grew up in Nazareth, and he started his ministry basically in Galilee. See, so confusion is coming in here. Because why? People got bits and pieces about Jesus. See, that's what happens when confusion comes. Because somebody passes information that they don't have the facts about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand that? See that? And why? And people specialize in confusion. And then what happens is then some people take advantage of it and they develop a platform for themselves. Come on, they advantageously have already an agenda, so they use the confusion as a means to get their stuff through.
Yes, sir.
Woo! See, you don't realize some of what people are doing. They say, hey man, folks, you know what I'm saying? Folks, you know, they take advantage of it. That's why sometimes you see the chaos going on. And usually, watch this here, they're peaceful people doing things. Ain't that right? But some whack. You know, he gonna come in, sometimes he don't even live in the place.
Yes, sir.
He come from out of town, he see it on the news, he say, yeah, I'm gonna get on TV. So he goes to the place where people are trying to do something constructive, he gets on television, you see him in the back, doing like this, or causing trouble, because he has no desire to be part of something that's constructive. He just wanna be seen. And the sad part about it is some of these folks, they go interview something because of sensationalism as opposed to talking to people who really got something to say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But here it is, Jesus. It says, howbeit we know this man where he is, but when Christ cometh, that Christ is the Greek term for Messiah. And watch that, and they know he's supposed to come. They're not questioning whether or not there's such thing as a Messiah. What they're wondering about is, wait a minute, he's supposed to come, and is he here? Remember the woman at the well? She said, we know that Messiah cometh, and when he comes, he'll tell us all things. Ain't that right? And watch this here. And she was a Samaritan. Now he's in the midst of Jews, his own people according to the flesh. And here it is, these folks, they are confused. They said, wait a minute. Then cried Jesus in the midst, in the temple, as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Are y'all with me here? Now, when it says Jesus, watch now. Now, what? Here's when you see a good thing when somebody uses something as a means of a platform. Y'all understand what I'm saying? In other words, there are people who use a platform sometimes for their own agenda. They want to be seen. They want to take advantage of the moment. But here, Christ is doing the same thing. He has a platform here. He's using the opportunity with all this confusion going on, and he stands up in the temple at the last day of the feast, and he speaks into the crowd. You with me now? And Christ, again, he says Jesus cried in the temple. It's not talking about him shedding tears. It means he calls out to the people. Y'all need to get this here, because the scenario is not so formally looking. It is formal when you go to the temple. Everything needs to be right. But Jesus stepped in the midst of confusion. And while people are walking around confused about him and about God, even though they got religion, they still confused.